Zondervan presents River's Edge by Terry Blackstock, read by Renee Rodman. Chapter 1.
The cramps woke Morgan at 3:30 a.m., startling her out of a deep slumber. She'd been immersed in a dream about a little girl on a swing set, her long brown hair flowing on the breeze. She knew without a doubt that the child was the baby she was carrying. The cramps offered a stark warning, as if her anxiety had shaped into a blunt instrument that bludgeoned her hope. She sat up, her hand pressed over her flat stomach, and looked at Jonathan, who slept peacefully next to her. Should she wake him to tell him she was cramping, or just be still and wait for it to pass? She had taken the home pregnancy test yesterday morning, then followed up with a blood test at her doctor's office that afternoon. Jonathan sat in the examining room with her, fidgeting and chattering to pass the time. When the nurse came back with the verdict, he sprang to his feet, muscles all tense like a tiger tracking a gazelle.
"Before I tell you the results, I need to know if I'm bearing good news or bad news."
Jonathan glanced at Morgan, and she knew he was way too close to calling the woman a smart aleck and warning her not to toy with them.
"Come on, just tell us."
"But do you want to be pregnant? Is good news a yes or a no?"
Before he could grab the nurse by the shoulders and shake the playfulness out of her, Morgan blurted out,
"Yes, more than anything."
"Are we going to have a baby or not?"
Jonathan asked.
"Congratulations!"